Just as it can be painful if a leg falls asleep and then we let the circulation back in. Sometimes it can be painful to be brought deeper by our own wish to live fully. If we can learn also to feel the joy in that learning and deepening. Like a good stretch. It's not exactly comfortable, but it can feel good. And as we relax, we can actually deepen into the stretch. And we can love being stretched by our own lives. And get off the train that has a destination only of comfort and convenience. If we notice the mind is preoccupied with something that someone else is doing, did, said, might say, might do, can we hear how that is about oneself? In what way is that about my own inner life? Getting off the train that has the destination of the comfort of being right. The convenience of being wrong. So instead of the train with the two tracks of right and wrong, we could find the tracks of tenderness and creativity. And then can we feel sometimes, can we let ourselves be drawn and stretched sometimes down into our direct kindness, sometimes called knowing, or sometimes called being, or sometimes called I am, or aliveness, sometimes called nothingness, sometimes called love. Behind body, mind, emotion, pattern, habit, conditioning. Not only being open to what we can feel, to what we can think, to what we can learn, what we can be, but also including how we could be open, how we are already open, how we are already openness, to what we cannot yet feel, what has not yet been. What is not yet in motion? what is not quite yet now. Not quite yet formed.